Well, I put a motion before the council today calling on the council to write to the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Minister for Justice Helen McEntee and Minister Robert O'Gorman, who has responsibility in this area, to outline our total dissatisfaction with the manner in which they're consulting people about when they are moving refugees and asylum seekers to places within the county. And I cited in particular the case of Drumahair. But the danger always with this is when you raise any issue like this, there are a very tiny minority few people that jump on that and accuse you of being racist. And certainly I cannot be accused of being racist, nor any of the other council members or the administrative staff, Leitrim County Council. And we have worked tirelessly to help people who have come to the county from various different places. And just to say that we have a very diverse population in Leitrim already, and we welcome them, and they make a major contribution to society here. But the matter in relation to Drumahair, how this was managed, or mismanaged probably is more correct to say, insofar as that there's a community engagement team set up in Roderick O'Gorman's department, and they're anything but that. It's a farce, and it's not working at all. They were set up to discuss situations with local people and inform them of people that were coming to the area and try and sort out what services are available in the area. And last December, when they met, three of them came down and met with a very small group of concerned, very dignified people who have conducted themselves very well during all of this, which can't be said for everybody else. But they did, and they met with them, and they were just told there's 155 people coming here next week. We have everything in order, all certificates for the building, everything is in order, and they'll be coming next week. Now, I checked all of this out, and this was not accurate at all. There were no consultations with the doctor surgery, with the HSC, about where people would be allocated a doctor. There was no discussion with the primary school, with the secondary schools in the area, as to where children who were coming could be placed, or if they had to be moved out, arrangements for bus service. So all of this should have been done in advance. None of it was done. It was just a matter of how can we get these people into a building. And also the other thing, I think more consultation should have been about the size of the building, how many people it could take. For example, there's one room in there with a little room off it. There's 11 beds in total and one toilet and shower. So that's 11 single women or 11 single men that are going to be expected to go in there and share one toilet. And I don't think that's a humane way to treat people either. So one can understand to some extent in the beginning how the government may have been a little bit overwhelmed when we saw poor, unfortunate people coming from Ukraine with nothing, only the clothes on their back. But, you know, things have changed considerably since that. And I think the whole business has been mismanaged, and a lack of communication and frustration and rumour and everything else has been allowed to circulate in communities. And some people, you know, are thriving on that and are trying to be divisive about it, whereas the majority, vast majority of the people in Drumahair only want what's right. They want to sit down, have a discussion about what's going to happen and try and deal with all of the issues that I've already mentioned.
So what does this letter hope to achieve then, when there are a number of asylum seekers already housed in Drumahair? And we do know as well that the Taoiseach Simon Harris met with some of the group in recent days as part of his visit to Sligo and Leitrim. Is that not positive? Is that not a positive development and perhaps something will come
group,
of it?
And that group, and I want to pay tribute to that group, and they fought very hard to get that meeting, and they were very persistent about it. Now, they didn't get a full meeting, but they did get a few minutes with the teacher while he was in Sligo and other business. And certainly we will welcome, any discussion is welcome with anybody in authority. But what we're trying to do now, and that's why the council are sending this to the four different people, is that to get them to understand that they cannot continue to do what they're doing already without consultation with the local people, without consulting with the services. You know, there's about the population of Drumahair and the hinterland is about 800, and we're putting in 155 people there. We don't know what the services that we know of will not be able to cater for them. The last I heard was that the doctors surgery was full. So are there arrangements for other doctors to be able to deal with this? We don't want, for the people that are coming in or for the people that are there, we need clarity. We need to know that the service is going to cater for everybody. And the other thing that was raised in another motion at the council today is about people coming into the country that are not coming from war-torn areas and that are, you know, have to get accommodation. And maybe some of that accommodation is going to people that didn't need to come here, while other people that do need to come or some of the people here that are homeless might need that housing. So there's just a lot of work to be done, and we don't believe that the departments and the people that we've named in this are up to speed with this, and we think they need to get their house in order.